This Roto Report is brought to you by my man Joe Laser with Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, call Laser Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444.
We're joined right now by basketball guru and college basketball throughout the country, the one, the only, Dickie Vitale, and deja vu all over again, Dickie Vitale. The Cavaliers win the number one pick in the draft lottery, so who do they take this year?
Well, I know they're not going to take Bennett, that's for sure. I mean, they didn't want to listen to me last year, Kenny. I said they should have taken Victor Oladipo this year. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind if they want character and a player that's ready to play right now and be a factor, they should take Jabari Parker. Parker should be their choice. He's the most ready of any player play right now. He can give him a jump shooter. He can give him a guy that could attack the rim. He's physical, and what an upside he has. He will become a star in the league.
Dickie V, he may be the most ready, but does he have the most upside when you throw in Joel Embiid, Andrew Wiggins, as well as Jabari Parker?
Well, you know, Wiggins can be a very good player as well. I mean, he's explosive. He's great in transition. A little suspect shooting, but that'll get better and better. Certainly has star potential, but I think Parker's the guy that is absolutely ready right now. Embiid is the guy down the road, could be special, but again, you take potential. You have no guarantees. That's back issues, and the fact he's very inexperienced on the offensive end. He can block shots. He has a chance to be something special, but it's going to take him several years.
Dick Vitale joining us to talk about the Cavaliers winning the draft lottery once again, and Dickie V likes Jabari Parker for the Cavaliers at number one. Dickie V, what sells you on him? When did you think he should be the number one pick? Was there a game? Was there a move? Was there a moment that stood out in your mind as you look back on this past season and you said he's number one?
I did a number of games. I saw this kid in action, and he's just a special, special talent. I mean, you can just watch him up and down the floor, the way he attacks the rim off the bounce, the body he has. He's just going to get better and better. He's so well coached, like Kyrie Irving. There's that similarity, played for Coach K. And I just believe he brings so much character there as well. A guy you're going to love in the community, everything about him. His dad was a good player, played for Golden State, Sonny Parker. He's just an all-around good guy. I mean, the other kids are very good. I think the three of them are separated from everyone else. So, again, being the Wiggins and Parker. But you're asking me who I would go for? I would go for Jabari Parker.
Last thing, and I'll let you go. I know you're a busy guy, Dickie V, especially on a night like this. What position is best suited for him? Is he a small forward? Is he a power forward? Where would you play him?
He's a player, man. He's a player. He's going to play anywhere where you want him to win. I think, basically, if you look at his size and his makeup and his ability to handle the ball, shoot the jumper, probably small forward. But I think that he will become a very good player. They're going to love him. If they take him in Cleveland, they will love him in that community. Right now, man, they need a little excitement there because it's all about Johnny Football. If I was Hoyer, I'd be a little nervous, man. First time he throws a pick, I could hear the crowd in Cleveland chanting, "We want Johnny."
Dickie V, always a pleasure. Great insight. Thanks for making time for me, as you always do. And congratulations on your gala the other night. I know it was a huge success. And again, you continue to give back to the community in so many ways. So kudos to you, my friend.
Well, okay, we raised $2.1 million. Mike Fratello was with us as well. They should look at Fratello as a coach. He'll bring discipline there. He's won in the past there. He's familiar. He lives in Cleveland. And I'll tell you what, Dan Gilbert should look at Michael Fratello because I think he would bring a little stability to the whole team. I'll tell you this, though. We raised $2.1 million. Not enough. We need more. Anybody wants to help us add to our totals, just go to DickVitaleOnline.com, and you can make a donation to kids battling cancer.
Dickie V, thanks so much. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Thanks a lot, Kenny.
Hope you enjoyed the Roto Report brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Laser for all your insurance and financial needs at 330-722-4444 or check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.